The Kansas legislators' budget committee chairs pushed back on Wednesday against the notion of implementing a road usage fee to create more sustainable state funding for transportation system upgrades. The Kansas Department of Transportation completed a pilot program to gather input on alternatives for capturing new revenue. However, that report won't be shared with lawmakers until the 2025 legislative session. The concept emerged as motor fuel sales tax dedicated to road and bridge projects stagnated during a period in which construction inflation has added about 30% to project costs. Goodland Senator Rick Billinger and Bunker Hill Representative Troy Waymaster, who chair budget committees and represent Northwest Kansas districts, registered objections to the road usage surcharge after reviewing with the Kansas Department of Transportation progress on the $9.9 billion 10-year transportation program named for the late President Dwight Eisenhower. Billinger, chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Committee, said rural Kansans who routinely drive longer distances than urban counterparts would strongly object to a state fee tied to the number of vehicle miles traveled, and he added that fierce opposition would come from agricultural interests, as this is something that's not popular at all. Currently, Kansas's fuel sales tax remained at 24 cents per gallon for gasoline and 26 cents per gallon on diesel. Waymaster said he agreed with Billinger that imposing a general mileage fee on vehicles using Kansas roads would be unwise because of the outsized impact on the rural economy. He said he doesn't think that it's the right approach in trying to supplement the loss in the motor fuels tax. Joe Skelling, the director of policy at the Kansas Department of Transportation, said the agency wasn't preparing legislation related to a road use fee. He said the study, supported by the Federal Highway Administration, should be viewed as a test run of a concept, and this was purely to try and get a better understanding of what this road use charge could be or could look like in Kansas. U.S. Representative Ron Estes and U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, both of Kansas Republicans, will join the caucuses supporting President-elect Donald Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Representative Estes, who represents Kansas's South Central 4th District, is said to be a member of the House Delivering Outstanding Government Efficiency, or DOGE, caucus, which has been envisioned as a vehicle for lawmakers to pitch budget cuts. And Senator Marshall is set to join the Senate DOGE caucus, which is chaired by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who has already pitched $1 trillion in spending cuts to the Trump team. Estes called the federal government's more than $36 trillion debt shameful and simply unsustainable. He said he was glad to join the caucus to participate in addressing bureaucracy, excess regulations, wasteful spending, and restructuring of federal agencies. The holiday season often brings people together to celebrate, so the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want to remind all drivers to understand the impact of impaired driving during their celebrations. Impaired driving is illegal and deadly, and last year, from December 19, 2023 to January 1, 2024, the Kansas Department of Transportation records indicate 9 people died in Kansas crashes. With impairment, including drugs and alcohol, involved in 19 crashes where 12 people were injured. Drivers will see increased law enforcement presence on Kansas roads during the holiday season as part of the national campaigns Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, and If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, Drive High, and Get a DUI. The Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want all drivers to make traffic safety a priority throughout the year as well as during the holidays. Before the celebrations begin, you should make a plan by using a designated driver, a rideshare, or a cab. If a friend is leaving a holiday celebration impaired, you need to take their keys, and if you see an impaired driver on the road, you should contact law enforcement. For the latest updates on road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.gov. Shane Hesting, the Wildlife Disease Program Coordinator with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, reported that wild geese are being reported dead or dying in several wetlands and reservoirs across Kansas. He said his office received these reports all on December 2nd, with the most concerning wild migratory geese species like Snow, Canada, and Ross varieties. Hesting said he expects to hear similar reports from more areas in the near future. However, he suspects the main culprit behind these deaths to be the bird flu, also known as the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, and indicates this is not an entirely unusual situation. He said this has been an annual event the last few years, and so far, most of the mortality involves juvenile geese, which is not surprising because that's what this virus tends to kill. Also, juvenile birds, mammals, and raptors that feed on the dead, virus-laden waterfowl carcasses, because raptors get a heavy dose of virus during scavenging. Sometimes mortality happens faster raptors, sometimes slower over a couple of weeks. Hesting said the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is conducting surveillance work by taking samples from migratory birds such as geese and ducks, and biologists with the department have noted a large increase in the virus's presence in the state from migrating duck populations. The Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, and the CDC posted a warning about bird flu being detected in Kansas dairy cows on March 25, 2024. And state departments, such as the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, recently reported that bird flu cases would likely pop up as the fall bird migration season got underway. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced the launch of the New Towns Grant Program, and this program is an initiative designed to spur quality of place improvements in rural Kansas communities that have received no funding from the Kansas Department of Commerce in the past 3 years. This new opportunity will have $100,000 available for its first round of funding. The program provides grants that range from $1,000 to $10,000 to support small-scale projects that will deliver meaningful results in rural communities, with a focus on increasing local capacity, fostering community and youth engagement, and mobilizing volunteers and local investment. Eligible applicants must represent a community with a population of 5,000 or less that has not received commerce funding in the preceding 3 years. Grant applications will open on Monday, December 16th, and will close on February 28, 2025, and the awardees will be announced in mid-April 2025. Guidelines for the grant application and a list of eligible communities and project expenses can be found at kansascommerce.gov and click on the link. The Kansas Department for Children and Families wants to remind Kansans who are needing assistance with their winter energy bills that they can start applying for its Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, and the applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31, 2025. LEAP provides a one-time per-year benefit to help qualifying households pay their winter heating costs, whether the home is heated with electricity, natural gas, propane, or other home heating fuels. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address responsible for the home's heating costs, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit received varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. Applications can be accessed online at dcf.ks.gov by clicking the Apply for Services button on the top right side of the website. LEAP applications will be accepted until March 31, 2025. You can learn more about LEAP in Kansas, including frequently asked questions, other community resources, and the complete schedule of LEAP application events at dcf.ks.gov.